Hey everybody, let me turn on my backup camera. We should go ahead and do that because we've had some issues, especially this week, with this whole computer shutting down thing. What I would love to do, one of my first purchases that I want to make, if I can save up enough donation money from you guys, and my own money too, of course. I really want to get a new camera so we don't have to deal with this, you know? I want to get a new camera and I want to get some good audio equipment so we don't have to deal with this main camera here that's running from QuickTime movie recorder that freezes up all the time. Then I got to go up to the backup camera, which doesn't have a microphone. I just use the internal microphone that's like built into it, which isn't great. And you can definitely tell when the computer freezes up, usually because I call attention to it, but also because when I go to the backup cam, the audio just sounds terrible. So I want to get this stuff fixed because just what a nightmare to have to deal with. I mean, not just for me, but for you guys. I mean, you all have been so amazing and so great. You deserve a better quality content than that. So I am making strides to try to improve this. I promise. So one way you can help if you would like to invest in the future of this channel and just anything that I do in the future is you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, click on the donate button. You can help me out there. That would really be helpful. And if you can't donate with your money, you can donate with your time. You can share this video and get them to watch it and share this around on Facebook, share it wherever, share it on Steam it. Please, if you're on Steam it, if you're viewing this on Steam it right now, please follow me. It is so important. I'm gonna give more of a call to action to my to people on Steam it than any other social media thing. And it's not a personal deal. I love everybody everywhere. I love all of my audience. But on Steam it, I really believe, if not Steam it, something like Steam it is the future of social media. So if you're on Steam it and if you're viewing this from Steam it right now, please follow me on Steam it. You can give me an upvote if you'd like, but at the very least, please follow me. It's so easy, it costs you nothing. If you're not on Steam it yet, I just did a video, what was it, 2 days ago? I just did a video on how you can start your own Steam it account and why it's so important to do so. Because of Facebook and shadow banning and YouTube and just all this garbage that we as Christians and conservatives have to deal with, that you don't have to deal with at Steam it. So start an account. It is worth it. I promise it's worth it. You got to jump through just a couple of hoops, meaning you need a phone and you need an email address. It's not that bad. But if you can do that, you'll get Christianity is actually pretty popular on Steam it. It actually does well. Christian posts do pretty well. If you want more information, go look at that Steam It video I did just a couple days ago. But yeah, if you're on Steam It, follow me, leave me a comment, and I will comment back to you personally. We're already there. We're not, what, 5 minutes into the video? Not even that. We 3 minutes and 19 seconds, and we're already on the backup camera because my top of the line MacBook Pro that's supposed to be the greatest thing in the world has frozen again. Well, like I said, one of the main goals for this channel is I want to get just a nice camera where I can just set it up behind my desk here. I can record 7 videos and put those out throughout the week that has good audio and has good video. That's what I want to do, not just for me, but for you guys. I personally don't really care so much, but I know that this is frustrating for you watching this. I know it's frustrating that at any point in any video, you know that it's going to switch from something that's pretty good, pretty decent, you know, the quality, just to an okay video, and the sound quality is echoey and it sounds like garbage, and I guess I don't need these for the rest of this video. It's frustrating. So, I really believe, I fully believe that if we as a community can come together, we can do something really amazing here, and that's what I want to build for you guys. And if you believe in it, great. There's no reason that we can't get SkyWatch TV level quality, even better, even better. There are improvements that SkyWatch TV will be making in the next couple of years that will blow your mind. If you're not familiar with SkyWatch TV, go to skywatchtv.com. I'm a little biased because, you know, I work there and I have a massive investment, not financially, just a massive personal and spiritual investment in the success of SkyWatch TV as a ministry. I absolutely love it. They are doing
Skywatch TV, we're doing things that no other Christian ministry is doing. And I'm not going to get into details, but I just with what I do for a living, I have a lot of contact with other ministries, and I know things that go on and how they decide to handle things and everything. The great thing about the way that Skywatch is run, the great thing about the CEO, Tom Horn, is he knows all that stuff too, but he improves on it, you know? Okay, not in any kind of personally offensive way. We love everybody we work with. We love all anybody who's willing to do a Christian ministry. Oh my gosh, especially in today's just political and sociological. Yeah, sociological climate. anybody who's willing to actually do a Christian ministry, that's awesome, because you know there's not going to be any money in it. Like, you're not going to make anything, but you're also really unpopular. So you got to sort of believe in what you're doing. I love it. So Skywatch TV is phenomenal. They put out top quality content. I challenge you to find another Christian ministry that has better quality content. Even if you like some other host better, just look at the video quality, the audio quality, the editing quality. Every episode of Skywatch TV that you watch, I'm editing every single one, and I am the only editor. It is only me. But I love what I do. It's a lot of fun. It's such a positive, just prayer-filled, Christ-centered environment to work in. I've never had access to something like that before, and I absolutely love it. So you guys should check out Skywatch TV. Of course, I'm biased because I work there, but it really doesn't. To me, it's not a job. It's a family, and it's a ministry that I want to do everything in my power to do to improve. Now, all that being said, we do have the absolute, but I just, you know, you can consider this a subjective opinion if you want, but I really believe we have the absolute best video and audio quality. And of course, I think just the content's the best quality too. But if you're just talking in technical terms, I think Skywatch TV has the best that's out there. It's the best that's available. You're not going to find better video quality and better audio quality at the same time in any other Christian broadcast and editing. That's like the trifecta. You know, you get video quality, audio quality, and editing. And I really believe we have the best, because we know how to improve on what everybody else is doing. And most ministries just don't really do that. So, but we also know that we have a ways to go. We can still improve more. And I know what those improvements are. I know what it's going to take. And I believe that there's no reason we can't do that on this channel. There is no reason that Josh Peck Disclosure can't be just as good. The great thing about doing that is, all the stuff that I've been able to learn at Skywatch, I can bring to this channel. And I guess it's not really competition, though, because I work for both and I have stake in both. You know, it's just my main thing is I want to give you guys the best information possible that I can in the best way possible, the easiest to listen to, the easiest to watch. And I know right now, based on the equipment I have now, there is definitely room for improvement. And so if you could head over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, hit the donate button and help me out. I want to make this blow up. It's not about making money. It's not about gaining followers unless they're actually learning something. And then yes, it is about gaining followers, because I want to preach the gospel to as many people as I can always. But it's about providing just the best Christian content out there. You know, the most top quality Christian content that is available, and it doesn't cost as much money as people might think. It's expensive, but it's not. You don't need to be a millionaire to do it. Is what I'm saying. That helps, but what helps I think more is the content of the messaging that goes into these videos, and I think that's why you guys, my core audience who have been with me for years and years and years, why you've been willing to put up with just this terrible quality, just the back and forth with cameras freezing and audio not being right, and just why you've been able to put up with that. because I'm hoping that I make up for all the technical problems in the content that I provide. What I want to do is I want to make both better. I want to make the technical stuff way better, and I want to make the content way better, which that takes money too for resource materials and things like that. So I would love it if you could go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and feel free to hit the donate button and help me out. Now, I know this is kind of a long intro when we're going to be talking about quantum biology, but the reason is because right off the bat, the computer froze, and I wasn't expecting that. Usually, I can get about 20 or 30 minutes before it freezes, but for some reason, that was 3 minutes into it, and it froze, and it is eating up my day. I've said this in other videos. Every week, I take one day to sit down in my basement just by myself and do these videos for you guys. And it's been worth it because you guys have given me a lot of feedback. You've learned things. It's helpful. You've encouraged me, but also you're willing to give me critical feedback when needed. You're able to be honest with me because you know I'm not going to take it personally. I'll just learn from it and do better next time. So it's a really good, you know, give and take relationship that I feel like I have with you guys, with my audience, and thank you so much for sticking with me all these years. And even the new people, the people who are just now subscribing or just now finding out, thank you. I love that you're here, and I'm excited to, you know, spend years and years to come with you guys. But immediately when that froze, I decided, we're going to talk about this for a minute, because 3 minutes in, I have almost the top of the line MacBook Pro. It should not be freezing like that. You know, it shouldn't be having that kind of problem. It's great for editing. Actually, this laptop that I have here, this is what I usually record on. I've got a MacBook Pro. The only thing that's not top of the line is the space, the size of the internal hard drive. You had two options. You had the bigger one, but I figured that because I usually run things off of an external hard drive, that I would just go for the smaller internal hard drive. I don't know if that's why it's happening or not, but it seems to be that there was an update that Apple put out for all MacBook Pro users, and a lot of people now are having these problems. So the solution to that is to not rely on the computer to do videos, but right now that's the best video and audio quality that I have available. This camera here is not it. You know, this is my backup camera. This is what I use when this happens, when it freezes, but I still want to get you guys information. And, you know, the people who have been following me for years and know that I actually have something to provide, you guys are willing to stick with it. And I love you so much for it. Cause I don't know that I would be that patient. So that's the deal with the long intros. I didn't want to talk this much about computer problems and donation. I didn't want to do that before the quantum biology stuff until that froze. And now it's like, well, what? I got to address it because 3 minutes in and it's going to freeze like that. So there's a problem. The solution is to rely not on a computer, but on a really good camera. And for those of you who follow SkyWatch, you know that Justin and Wes Fall have recently joined the team, and they are awesome. I mean, they know so much about equipment. Justin Fall actually just advised on the purchase of an in-the-field camera for documentaries and things like that for SkyWatch, and he just got it in. He was showing me how this thing works. Oh, it's phenomenal. No, normally this camera would be thousands of dollars, but he was able to work out some deal where it was like way cheaper. And I don't want to get too into specifics, but just to think, I have access to that type of information, you know, that type of guidance and advice with these sorts of things. And that's what I would be pursuing. So I'm excited about the future, and I'm excited about what we as a community can do together, because it's not just about me. I mean, I'm providing what I can for you. And if you can provide what you can for me, then we can really make this work and make this blow up, and we can take the world by storm and really spread the gospel around. I really believe that. I really honestly believe that. So in this video, so again, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Thank you for sticking with me through that whole intro that I didn't plan on getting into, but because of this, it's it's a little bit of an aggravation for me because I want to give you guys the best quality possible in the shortest amount of time possible. And just right now, I'm not able to do that, but I can see where it could be. So it's not, I'm putting some of my own money into this too. So it's not like, you know, it's not 100% funded by you guys. You know, of course there's a lot of it that comes, but I fill in the gaps too. So, we're working, we really are, you guys, the whole Josh Peck audience, you know, all of you guys and me, we're working together. And again, I mean, I am so willing to hear your advice and suggestions and criticisms and all that stuff. And to prove it, that's why I wanted to do one of these videos, because I did a video like a week and a half ago by the time that this will air, where I said, what does the JPD audience want? You know, what do you guys want to see? And I told you guys that, you know, while I will never lie to you, I can't tell you things are real if I don't know that they are, you know, but I can give you possibilities and different ways of looking at things and the most logical way of looking at stuff. But that's why before recently, I kind of shied away from some of the conspiratorial stuff, because I was like, well, I can't prove it, and I don't want to encourage in you a mindset of just because you want it to be real without any evidence, any real hardcore objective evidence, then that means that you should just indulge it. You know, because there are already, and I'm not going to name names, but there are already plenty of Christians who do that. And I don't, I'm not trying to assign any nefarious purposes to that. I really believe, because I know these guys personally. I know they fully believe in what they're saying, and they're not just trying to make money. They are actually trying to help out the church, and they're really trying to equip you guys. The people, and I have known a couple of people who have tried to get into this, where the main motivation is money, and they fail so fast. So, like, God can use anybody if a person's main heart is for you guys and wanting to help people out. God will use that person, even if their theology is a little bit wonky, or even if they're, you know, more subjective in their interpretations instead of objective in their evidence. You know, God will still use people like that. And that's great, you know, and I'm glad for it. The people that are truly in this just for money and for nothing else, they do not last long, because you guys are so smart and you see through it. You know, you do. I do too. We all see through it. They don't get opportunities. They don't get an audience. They don't get any kind of base around them that's willing to help them out. They just fail immediately. So all of that to say, I've just in looking in some of these things that are often talked about, and I can tell you theories. I can tell you what some people believe and why, but ultimately my main synopsis on stuff is going to be, well, what does the evidence say? You know, what if any evidence is actually there? Like, not too long ago, just a couple days ago, a few days ago, I did that video, you know, kind of laughing about the time travel stuff. Now, if my main motivation was only money and I wanted to be really popular, then I would do what's that channel? Apex TV. I would just do what they're doing, and I would just be really sensational. I would spend money to send video crews out to do interviews with a kid who's obviously just BSing, and you know, I would do all that, but I can't in good conscience do it. I just cannot get there, because I'm not called to make money. I'm called to teach and to help you guys out, but also to be as humble as I can as a human being, with try to tell you, like, look, here's my limitations. I don't know everything, but I'm learning, and I want to learn with you, and I want you to learn with me. You know, I love this type of community. I don't feel like I'm the head or the leader of anything. I feel like we're all in this together, and the only thing that's different is I got a camera. I like that. You know, I like that sense of community. If I only wanted your money, it would just be Bigfoot time travel, Mandela effect. It would just be flat earth all the time. It would just, and look, I'm not, just because I know that's going to trigger some people. Not everybody who believes the earth is flat is just saying it to get money, okay? But some are. There's a couple that are. But most, I think, are sincere in that. The only reason I bring it up is because I don't want to, I don't want to start any arguments with anybody where there doesn't really need to be. For example, there are some, I really do have some good friends who believe in the flat earth stuff, and I totally, just wholeheartedly disagree with the idea that the earth is flat, but we're still friends anyway. Actually, and I don't want to embarrass him, but I think he's the perfect example of this. John Pounders from Now You See TV, I absolutely love him. I love that guy. John, if you're watching, I love you, brother, and I want to get you on this channel. And unless his position has changed, but I haven't looked up his stuff in a while. But as far as I know, you know, he believes the earth is flat, but he's got such a balanced just attitude about it, you know, now. And I've even seen him grow throughout the past couple of years. He doesn't like the drama. He doesn't like the fighting. He hates the fighting, I think probably more than I do. And I hate the fighting a lot. He's really good about that. And that to me is so much more important in a Christian than what shape they believe the earth is in, you know? So he and I believe have a really good, respectful, friendly, relationship with one another, even though we totally disagree on this one thing. But you know, it doesn't matter because, we both follow Jesus anyway. Okay. I don't want to get too much into that. This probably could just be its own video. I do want to talk about quantum biology. And for those who clicked on this thinking that it was just going to be quantum biology, I'm sorry. I'm sure somebody out there can leave a comment where the actual quantum biology stuff starts. Please do that for me. And I'm sorry about the long intro, but it was unexpected because the computer freezing and that kind of got me launched into this whole deal. So there's this trend of quantum biology. And I actually had somebody, and I was unaware of one side of this coin. Somebody asked me a question on Facebook Messenger of what I knew about quantum biology. And I think when he asked, he had a different idea than I did on what that term meant. Because when he first asked, I said, I don't know a whole lot about it. But what I've heard, it's really interesting, and you know, I think it's cool. I think it's worth looking into, and I think that there's, you know, just a lot of interesting things with it. But then he started telling me about what his view of what quantum biology is. He's like, basically, he was saying, yeah, you know, I've heard this stuff about how it balances the universe and it can heal people and like all this stuff. And I was like, whoa, 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 what? That's not what I'm talking about. What is this now? And in looking into it a little further, apparently there are people, it's basically New Age. Okay, now quantum biology as a science isn't. And I'm going to get into that. I'm going to tell you what real quantum biology actually is. But there is something that is also called quantum biology that they're using New Age type practices. They think that on a quantum level, they're healing people in their biology through these New Age things, and it's about balance and balance. It's insane. It's not real. And if you hear about it, just stay away from it. At the very least, pray about it and follow Jesus on it. Okay? Because I didn't know that this term meant two different things. The thing that I thought it meant was a very scientific, real science within quantum physics that's extremely real. And it's very interesting, maybe to 0.5% of the population that are nerds like me. But, it doesn't have anything to do with this New Age stuff about like, oh, I'm going to speak over you and we'll align your quantum biology particles. It's just not real. That stuff is garbage. Stay away from it. It's New Age. I really think that Christians, because I believe we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, I really believe that we as Christians, we get a check in our spirit when this stuff comes up. And I think that's why that guy, I could look it up, but I don't want to embarrass him, but why that guy asked me that question. And I'm so glad you did. If you're watching, thank you, because I did not know that this whole side even existed. But he had a check in his spirit about it, and he thought that, you know, well, this is really weird. And yes, he's absolutely right. That is really weird. Now, what is quantum biology just scientifically? When it starts getting into like balancing things and the universe, and when it gets into all that, it's nonsense. It's not Christian. It's New Age. It's just, don't have anything to do with it. Now, quantum biology as an actual scientific practice, maybe practice isn't the right word, but a field of study is super interesting. And I want to talk to you about that because it's really cool. I have this up on my computer. This comes from Big Think, which, of course, they put stuff out that I don't always agree with, because they put out some anti-Christian stuff, unfortunately. But they do have a lot of really cool stuff on scientific understanding of things. So I'm just going to kind of read it. And at some point, this video is kind of a test to see if this type of topic is popular. And if you've been willing to stick with me this long with that super long intro, and if you leave me comments saying that you want to hear more about this, I'll do an Into the Multiverse about it. That's kind of why I'm doing this, because I'm considering doing an Into the Multiverse on it. If I do it, it won't have the super long intro, because at Skywatch, computers don't like crash, and this, we don't have these problems at Skywatch. So I can just do an episode on it, and I think it would be really cool, you know, 5 or 10 minutes on what quantum biology actually is and what it isn't. It isn't the New Age stuff. If somebody is telling you, oh yeah, through quantum biology, I can heal your problems and balance your, don't even pay any attention to it. It's New Age garbage. None of it's real. Now, quantum biology as an actual science. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Tell me if you want to hear more about this on Into the Multiverse. And if you haven't subscribed yet, youtube.com/Into the Multiverse, go subscribe to that. But quantum mechanics. It's known for weird occurrences, you know, bizarre outcomes. And consider superposition, where a particle can be in two places at once. We tend to think of particles as these little solid things of matter, you know, solid, but they're not. That's how you can have two in one place. It's not really solid. It's more like energy, you know, like an energy current. You can have two points of contact, but it's still the same energy. It's a little bit like that, but you can have them even occurring in two different states, a particle and a wave. But what about quantum tunneling, which I've done videos on in Into the Multiverse? I've done a video with my wife on it here. If you want to hear more about that, I'm happy to do that. You know, again, leave me a comment, because I do pay attention to your comments. But where a particle can pass through a solid object, sort of like a ghost, which is weird, or quantum entanglement, where two particles, they form a relationship, and even if they're an inch apart or 1,000 light years away, they can still communicate with one another. One particle might vanish from one area only to pop up in another. Einstein himself actually called this spooky action at a distance, and he was not a fan. He didn't like the idea at all. And this was one of the occasions where Einstein was actually wrong. Niels Bohr proved him wrong years later, and there's a whole really cool story behind that. But Einstein went to his grave, unfortunately, opposed to this idea, and he turned out to be wrong. Had he accepted it, maybe he could have found the theory of everything, which would have been pretty cool. But, you know, it is strange, but the field of quantum physics has advanced our understanding of the natural world immensely. And by applying quantum mechanics to biology, we're actually beginning to unravel some of science's biggest and longest running mysteries. The burgeoning field of quantum biology is today helping us to understand bird migration, photosynthesis, and maybe even our sense of smell. Right now, those are the three main areas. This could apply to really every aspect of our biological life, which is pretty cool. But right now, this is the jumping off point, because it's like brand new. Those are the three main positions, the three main points that scientists focus on now, and they're seeing where it could apply later. So since the 1930s, scientists have suspected a quantum phenomenon behind photosynthesis. So in 2007, there was a team of scientists that produced the first evidence that this was the case. They hailed from the U.S. Department of Energy's Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory at UC Berkeley. And Greg Engel, the first author, a biophysicist now at the University of Chicago, led the study, which that would be cool to get him on the show. Maybe we'll get him on the show on this channel. But he led the study from which the field of quantum biology was essentially born. Okay, so photosynthesis. Let's start with that. In plants, they gather photons, which are light particles, not light as in opposite of heavy, but light as in this is a light and it's shooting photons, and that's what is distracting you right now because this is so bright and it's in the shot the whole time. But so plants gather those things, photons, through cells called chromophores. And these chromophores, they release quasi-particles called excitons, because they're exciting. They're so exciting. Who's not excited to have this conversation? You know, but no, they're called exciting because they're very active, which gather collected energy and transport it to the reaction center. So here, it can be transformed into chemical energy, which the plant can metabolize. So the whole process occurs in literally a billionth of a second, which is amazing. Can you even imagine that? I can't. This whole process, this whole thing, 1 billionth of a second, with close to almost 100% efficiency. Not quite, because there's no perpetual, you know, you can't have perpetual energy, but it's close to 100%. The speed is necessary to avoid energy loss. That's why it has to happen so fast. And such energy can quickly dissipate into heat. And here's the missing piece. So instead of traveling down one pathway or another, Engel and colleagues showed that the exciton takes advantage of superposition. And researchers used a green sulfur-breathing bacterium called Chlorobium tepidum, I'm probably saying that wrong, but for the experiment. And it's one of the first organisms to ever photosynthesize. And it's been around, they say, for over a billion years. And I know that there are Christians out there that are going to focus on that. Oh, it's a billion years. Josh, you're a liar. I'm so sick of that. No, I'm not. Just whatever. Fine. 6,000 years. Whatever you want to believe. I don't care. It's fine. It really doesn't matter to this. But anyway, Engel, I love you the same. I just young Earth, old Earth, love you all the same. Engel and his colleagues brought the bacterium's temperature down to 77 degrees Kelvin, which is negative 320 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 196 degrees Celsius. They then sent short bursts of pulsated laser light through the bacterium's body, and they followed the burst using two-dimensional electronic spectroscopy, and they wanted to know exactly how the energy flowed through it. It's okay if you don't know what any of that meant. The only word I recognized was lasers. So they actually found that the exciton travels not just in a straight line, but in like a wave-like motion. And due to something called quantum coherence, which actually states that all parts of a wave stick together, so you can't have waves breaking off and doing other things, the exciton can, as a wave, feel out all possible pathways. And it can find the most efficient one and take that one. So the results of this study were published in the journal Nature, which if you have ever tried to read, you are probably just as confused as I. It's very technical and difficult, but it's still really interesting. So several other studies observed the same phenomenon, photosynthesis operating through what's called quantum coherence. And that alone would make a cool video just on its own, what quantum coherence is. But if we were able to actually mimic such a system, we could make a super efficient solar panel and longer-lasting batteries, which, you know, is obviously a crucial requirement if we want to transition into an all-green tech, which I personally don't. Controversial view, but I like fracking. I'm not going to get into all that. That's a different video. But anyway, if we're going to get into all-green things, it would be cool to learn that stuff because our knowledge on this is limited and Anyway, so there are scientists, they feel nervous about applying that to biology because, you know, physicists study particles in highly controlled environments, and in the wet and chaotic world of biology, things are changing all the time. It's an environment that seems to way too volatile for superposition to take place. But there are other things. The migratory pattern of birds. It's been long known that birds navigate through an internal chemical compass which interacts with the Earth's magnetic field, as far as we know. But that field is really, really weak. So how do birds pick it up? In one study that was published again in Nature, Oxford University researchers worked with the European robin, who travels as far as 1,000 miles when cold weather is looming, from as far north as Scandinavia to as far south as North Africa. What they found was when a photon of sunlight hits the bird's retina in their eye, it releases two unpaired electrons. The spin of each orients itself to the magnetic field. So Simon Benjamin of Oxford proved that it was chemically possible in a 2008 experiment. He believes that it works through quantum entanglement. So besides birds, insects and other organisms might orient themselves to this as well. Our sense of smell. We actually can differentiate between thousands of different smells, we as humans. One of the oldest and most distinct senses science has struggled to understand how it works is the sense of smell. But what we do know is that molecules make it into the nostrils from the air, and somehow they interact with a receptor inside the nose, but how it distinguishes one substance from another is still unknown. So rather than mere shape, there is a chemist, Luca Turin, believes something else is going on. He comes from BSRC, Alexander Fleming Institute in Greece. So first the molecule interacts with a receptor in the nose, then in Turin's view, an electron in that molecule gets to the other side of the receptor through quantum tunneling. And by doing so, it sends a signal to the brain telling it what molecule this is. So the electron, which is a part of an atom, okay, so you get molecules, which is made up of a bunch of atoms stuck together, and you have an electron, which is a piece of an atom. So the electron, through quantum tunneling, which means it, in a sense, it can go through solid objects. The more technical way to say it is it can go through higher energy barriers. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But the idea is this electron quantum tunnels and sends this signal through quantum tunneling. So in one experiment, the chemist found that two radically different molecules, boranes and sulfur, smelled the same, although different in shape. What makes both smell like rotten eggs may be similar energy content present in their bonds and the way they bond as a molecule. But far more research will be needed to prove that the sense of smell has anything to do with this. So it's really interesting. That's what quantum biology is. Quantum biology, in its truest sense of the scientific word, is all of that complicated stuff, you know? And it's interesting, but it doesn't have anything to do with New Age. It doesn't have anything to do with healing or centering the universe in your... It doesn't have anything to do with that. That's New Age garbage, and it should not be called quantum biology because that's not real. So that's what it is. So if you ever hear this term, just know that that one term means two different things, unfortunately, because the New Agers have stole it to mean some other thing. Anyway, that is the end of the video. I love you all. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate if you care to help me out and help yourselves out as well with better content, better quality video and audio, and just all around a better experience. I mean, that would be great, wouldn't it? So if you could, but if you can't donate financially, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing this video, leaving a comment. You could even just leave a comment in the YouTube comment section. Tell people where the actual quantum biology thing starts. That's really helpful. And if I had more time, I used to timestamp all my videos, but it really does take a lot of time to do. And I just don't have the time for it, unfortunately. But That is one of the things that maybe I could start doing if I didn't have to deal with this two-camera deal, where the camera keeps freezing up or whatever. So even if it's just leaving a timestamp, telling people like, okay, there's a big introduction that talks about donations and stuff, but here's where the quantum biology thing starts. That would be helpful. So you can donate your time. You can help out that way. And just pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for the audience. Pray for all of us. Pray for Skywatch TV. That would be greatly appreciated. So all that being said, thank you so much for watching today's video. I hope you've learned a little bit more about quantum biology. And if you would like, I will do a video on this on Into the Multiverse. Just let me know, especially if you're on Steemit, because I will give you a personal reply. If you're on Steemit, leave me a comment and I will personally reply to you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sticking with me. And all that being said, take care and God bless.